بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu was a young sahabi and he was given the title Khadimun Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the attendant, the Khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had come to Medina Munawwara, then the mother of Anas radiallahu anhu, Umm Sulaym, had brought him and presented him to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and she said, this is my young Anas, and I would like him to be in your khidmat, to serve you, to see to your needs. So make dua for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua. Allahumma akthir maalahu wa waladahu. O Allah, give him barakah and abundance in his wealth and his children. So this was Anas radiallahu anhu. He is the narrator of this particular hadith, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who will read his Fajr Salah with Jamaat, and then he remains seated in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yadhkurullah, whether it be making some zikr, some tasbihat, some Quran tilawat, until the sun rises. And then he will read two rakats of Salah, kanat lahu ka ajri hajjatin wa umrah. Then this person will secure the reward of Hajj and Umrah. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam perhaps knew that somebody may question that such a simple action and such great rewards associated with it. So to emphasize the point, he says, tamma, tamma, tamma. That this person will definitely secure the complete reward of Hajj and Umrah. Yesterday we heard about the virtue and the benefit of Salatul Duha, Chashd Salah, which is generally performed around mid-morning, 10, half past 10, 11 o'clock. And we have 2, 4, 6, 8 rakats of Salatul Duha. This 2 rakats that we are speaking about in this narration is commonly known as Salatul Ishraq. That Salah which is read approximately 10-15 minutes after sunrise, and ideally after having been seated in the same place where a person read his Fajr Salah. Although ulama say this is not necessary, as long as a person is in the remembrance of Allah, he may even wake up, he may leave the masjid, he may go home, but after his Fajr Salah, he remains in the ibadat of Allah, in the dhikr of Allah, some remembrance of Allah, and then he reads this 2 rakats, even if it may be at home, then he will secure this great reward. And here, ulama explain the reward of Hajj and Umrah, and we understand in today's time, the difficulty and the challenges associated with Hajj and Umrah. One is financially, then a person has to travel a great distance, and sometimes conditions are not to his liking. And then also he undergoes this entire journey and he doesn't know whether his Hajj and Umrah will be accepted or not. But for that person who is unable to undertake the physical journey, then here every day in his own masjid he is able to secure this reward and guaranteed accepted Hajj and Umrah reward for this person. Somebody asked Jabir bin Samura radiallahu anhu, أَكُنْتَ تُجَالِسُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ, that, oh Jabir, did you not spend time in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So he says, yes, kathiran. I would often frequent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's gathering. And my observation was that when he would read his Fajr Salah, then he would not leave his place until sunrise. He would remain seated. And he would then, when the sun would rise considerably, 10-15 minutes after that, he would then read 2 rakats of Salah and then only would he leave. And to understand the great reward, Umar radiallahu anhu says that once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sent out an expedition. And this group went out in jihad. And within a very short space of time they returned. And they came back with a great amount of spoils of war, booty. So one sahabi remarked that I have never seen any delegation go and come back so quickly and bring back such a large amount of spoils of war. This is a very fortunate delegation. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to him and the sahaba that were seated there, that should I not show you a group of people who in an even shorter space of time will bring back even more than what this group brought back? So they say, yes indeed, O Nabi of Allah, tell us who will come back in a shorter space of time and accrue greater rewards or more than what this group has brought. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then explained the very same thing, that that group of people who will read their Fajr Salah with Jamaat, and then they will remain seated until the time of sunrise, they will, in an even shorter space of time than this delegation, accrue even greater rewards than them. So this is Salatul Ishraq, two rakats. And then ulama explained we can add another two rakats. Four rakats in certain riwayat, we understand hadith Qudsi. Allah says that person who will give me four rakats in the morning, in the early part of the day, then I will guarantee that I will take care of the rest of his day for him. أَكْفِهِ آخِرَ الْيَوْمِ I will take care of the remainder of the day. And as we understand, my dear brothers, we wake up in the morning, and perhaps even before we get out of bed, we have so many needs for the day. Already there are messages, there's emails, there's customers, there's payments to be made, there's children to be seen to. So we have all of these responsibilities for the day. If we will give Allah four rakats in the morning or two rakats in the morning, Allah will take care of our needs for the rest of the day. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.